This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
One thing I do want to call out, then we'll get back to your phone calls from Knicks fans, all pumped up for game two of the Eastern Conference Finals, Knicks-Pacers. Sean has obviously been very quiet the last couple of days because he's plotting. He's a plotting individual. And in his mind, if I've read you well enough, Sean, you are looking for the Knicks' destruction, not only because you don't like the Knicks, but because you're still feeling this Yankees-Knicks comparison, the Aaron Judge, Jalen Brunson, King comparison. That is still something that bothers you. And I've noticed this because when you comment about the Knicks, especially on social media, we don't let him comment that much on the Knicks here. There's usually references to kingdoms and Brunson and Judge. And so I know your game. And I know that that's been kind of bothering you throughout this run. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, I mean, I'll always be transparent with the audience. The Knicks are probably the one New York team I actually hate the most. Like, I laugh at the Jets and Mets.
Fair enough.
But has the hatred been ratcheted up a bunch working on this show and having you guys just so passively toss Aaron Judge aside and make Brunson the king? Yeah, it pisses me off. Yes.
And that's why you haven't said this to me, but I am going to read your mind. I'm going to do a little mind reading. When the Knicks collapsed at the end of game one.
And they collapsed.
Look, the Pacers did a lot of good things, but much like other collapses, of course, someone's doing a good thing. The thing that you really enjoyed about the collapse is in your mind, you thought what we witnessed on Wednesday was worse than game five between the Yankees and the Dodgers.
It absolutely was worse.
Was it?
Mm. Yeah, it was because of the context of where the series were.
Why can't explain.
Yeah. I wasn't going to respond. I was going to let
I'm trying to keep calm today. It's a positive vibes day. I'm an all-time vibes guy. But can you please explain for the audience at least what you mean by the context was different?
Okay, so it's game one at home. Mm-hmm. You're favored in the series. Mm-hmm. You're doing something that no NBA team in collapse fashion has ever done. The Yankees in game five, the drop fly ball, obviously gut-wrenching. I sat there. Yankees already down 3-1 in the series, underdogs in the series, much different context. Now, while I might have believed in real time the Yankees were about to do the impossible, the reality is they probably weren't. So the series was probably already over, despite what my fat mouth was probably saying at the time.
Sean, that is such revisionist history. There's no way you were sitting there at Yankee Stadium, you or any Yankee fan.
Hold on, time out. Before you continue. I think this is obvious. Lou Gehrig debate series?
Yeah, we haven't had one in a while.
Yeah, I think this is clearly setting up that way.
Yeah. All
right. So
I think it's time. You have the board?
Yeah, I got my board ready.
Let me get the song. Hold on.
For those that are not aware, when Sean and Tommy are about to fight, like we can see it coming, like a volcano about to erupt, we call a timeout, and we put them in their corners, and we have a formal debate. We call it the Lugash Debate Series. Each person gets 60 seconds to make their point, then a 30-second rebuttal, and then Tiki and I vote on who won the debate. If we need a third person, we'll take your call at 888-808-1019. Currently, we have a board that has the score, but I also have it written down on my documents. It is 6-5 Morash. Six for Morash, 5 for Tommy. We have flipped a coin. Tommy Lugauer will go first in this Lugash debate series. Yeah, pump that up. I haven't heard that in a while.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Tommy, the debate at hand is which collapse was worse. Tommy, the floor is yours, and your clock begins right... No, damn it, hold on. Right now!
There's nothing worse than collapsing in the championship round. Nothing. Whether it's the Super Bowl, whether it's the World Series, whether it's the NBA Finals, nothing is worse than collapsing in the championship round. And when you drop a fly ball, it's not like missing a shot or missing a free throw or a turnover. He dropped a fly ball. Jalen Brunson, yes, he airballed at the end of Game 1. And yes, the Knicks lost Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals, which we're all going to forget about because the Knicks are going to win the series. The Yankees lost the World Series. The Knicks would not be in this spot without Jalen Brunson. Aaron Judge didn't have a damn thing to do with getting to the World Series. He, like all of us, watched the World Series like he usually does in October. He had nothing to do with it. He had one job, and that's catch a fly ball. He couldn't even do that. Stanton carried him. Soto carried him. Gleyber carried him. And in the biggest moments, like he's done throughout his entire career, he has dropped the ball literally and figuratively in the big spot.
That clock is up. Sean Morash, 60 seconds on the clock now.
994-0. The stats. 994-0. Teams leading a playoff game by 14 or more in the final 2:45 of a game until Game 1. Something we haven't seen, Tommy, in our lives. In baseball, did you know this? When you trail 5-0 in a game, historical data tells you 11 to 12% of the time, teams come back to win the game. I'm giving you factual stats of how likely it was for the Dodgers to come back in comparison. And oh, by the way, your precious king became a court jester when the ball tipped off his fingertips and he went out of bounds. And he knew when he went back, oh, I hope they don't challenge that because it went off my fingers. And then, you know what? Despite the whole collapse, Mr. Clutch down 3 in overtime, air ball for a chance to tie it, which, by the way, worse than dropping a fly ball in Game 1, because guess what? the king in basketball has a chance with the ball in his hands way more than Aaron Judge does with at-bats. So the court jester was crowned, and game one was a much bigger collapse than
the Yankees. All right. You have a 30-second rebuttal. This is where you guys got you scream at each other, so just try not to cut each other off too much. But go ahead.
Yeah, my rebuttal is this. Is this just a pathetic attempt by Sean to kill the vibes, to kill the momentum, to kill positive Tommy, to kill the real team in New York City that is the Knicks, because he's a loser net fan, and he's clinging so much to this Aaron Judge stuff. I hope Aaron Judge hits 800 this regular season, because when he sucks again in October, it's going to be even funnier. Go ahead, Sean.
I have nothing more to say. You went to insults and called me a loser Nets fan. Guess what? As a Nets fan, I've seen just as many NBA Finals appearances as you have, and more when I actually had hair in private parts.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, that was TMI, but...
Quite a debate between Tommy Lugauer and Sean Morash. Tiki, what are you thinking?
It was easy, Sean. Sean won it easy.
Yeah,
the stats.
I was like, whoa, okay, you got stats.
For those that think when we have a Lugash debate series, we always have it tied so we can go to a caller to break the tie, I kind of 100% agree with Teague. I love you, Tommy. I think Sean kicked your ass. And I think the reason he kicked your ass, and I'm stunned by this, was the fact that he was so prepared.
Yes.
I swear on anything holy, I did not prepare it. I didn't game plan it. I didn't speak to anybody.
Yeah, you guys just started to get loud with each other.
I merely brought something up that I kind of figured you'd disagree on, but I did not know for sure. So he did not have any prep work, because if he did, I wouldn't reward him for that.
No. What you don't know, Evan, is that I've been having this own argument with my head in the shower to live. So that's where I had the stack.
Fair enough. I think he was prepared, and I kind of think Sean was right.
Right.
Like, the attacks have just, you know, that doesn't work. And your attack on Judge isn't fair.
Right. Like, the Judge doesn't matter here. We're talking about the collapse in general.
Yeah. And also to say that the Yankees, it was irrelevant, Aaron Judge had nothing to do with them getting to the World Series, you can't say that.
He had zero to do with them getting there.
No, you can't.
The homer against Cleveland, right, but that is so... the fact that I just brought it up, most people forgot about it. That's how unforgettable it was.
Dude. Yeah, that you can't ignore. Like, they got to the postseason with home field advantage
because
of Aaron Judge being the MVP. You can't just dismiss it because he didn't have a great playoff.
And Tommy, this is where stats don't tell the story. Okay. As big as and as much, and I agree that Aaron Judge struggled at the plate, you don't think his presence, just mere presence, helped Juan Soto's offensive numbers in that postseason?
Yes!
Soto!
People are going to get mad at me when I say this. I really didn't want people to be mad at me today, but Yankee fans are going to get mad at me. It doesn't matter what their roster is. They get to October every year. It's what you do in October. Aaron Judge or whoever, they're getting there no matter what. He does nothing when they need him.
When the Yankees have had home field advantage in the postseason, in the Aaron Judge era, how many times have they lost that round?
Not really a statistical guy, so tell me.
Zero.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So to dismiss having the best record in the American League and having home field advantage throughout is just not fair, because, and I've made a big deal of this last year, if you were paying attention to the show that you executive produced, where I said to Tiki, hey, home field advantage matters for the Yankees, and here's why, and I gave that example. So,
boy, Tommy looks so upset right now.
Because you know what? I thought that because now the Yankee fans are going to be mad at me, and I really don't feel like them being mad at me today. I thought this would be a Nick day. I didn't think we'd have to do this king of debate, which there is no debate.
The debate wasn't the king. Right. It was which collapse was worse.
Unfortunately, there were some major collapses that have happened for our baseball and basketball teams in this city. And that's not, I mean, you guys happen to be fans of both of them independently. It just is what it is.
There's a probably 65% chance that I had no idea what the topic was for the Lugash debate series, and I argued against a different topic.
Stop it. Stop it.
No, I took the L. No, it's not an excuse. I'll take the L, but...
You know what, Tommy? You lost? No biggie.
I agree. Actually,
the current all-time record is now 7 for Morash, 5 for Lugie. So a 7-5 lead.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.